Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 5th to the 8th of August, 2024. Hello, how are you? Are you all right? Yes, good. Good, 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 good. How is your country doing in the Olympics? Because we have listeners all over the world. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You should see the map. Honestly, we have people from England, from Ireland, from America, from the Philippines. I don't know what people make of EastEnders in the Philippines. China, Beijing, Canada, everywhere. We are world famous. So I'm very much looking forward to going around China and being recognised by everybody and being like this cultural celebrity. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Can't wait. Joining me as usual is Ree. Hello, Ree. How are you?
Hey, Rob. Well, do you know what? I'm figuring the people who are in the Philippines are probably Brits in the Philippines, surely.
Yeah,
they're listening to us as well.
I mean, I don't know how you get EastEnders in the Philippines. I don't know if it's.
Let's not spoil it for them. And
no, in case it's not how you're supposed to get it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it.
So let's not speculate. We're just glad that you can. Well, we've had some riots, haven't we, going on?
Oh yes, yeah. See now, I'm supposed to be going out tonight for a work night out. And there's rumours that there might be some riots kicking off in town tonight. So it either means I'm going to have a perfectly normal night out or I'm going to get caught up in the middle of the riots. And the sad thing about it is it's not even my first riot.
What do you mean it's not your first riot?
I've been in a riot before. I mean, I don't know if it was more of a riot rather than a pub brawl, but it felt like a riot, like chairs getting thrown through windows and all that kind of thing. You know,
it wasn't
my fault before you start. It wasn't me. I didn't start it.
What did you say to someone, Rob?
I bloody finished it, let me tell you.
Well, yes, other than that, there's nothing has there happened other than EastEnders.
Nothing to report, yes, in part from EastEnders, where there was another dramatic week gone on. A big reveal at the end of the week, which I'm half delighted about and was half really disappointed with.
Yes, I had the same.
Exactly. Yeah. I had set myself up for a massive big return. And it was sort of like, oh, it's Bernie. Okay. I mean, nice. Because I'm delighted that Bernie's
getting
something.
Exactly what I thought.
I'm delighted that Bernie's getting something to do. But at the same time, I'd set myself up for Shirley. I'd set myself
up for
Babe.
That's who I thought it was. I just thought it was Shirley. I was like,
or
yes,
Babe.
It's Shirley, finally. Yeah.
I had her lined up because she likes to leave like blackmail notes everywhere, if you remember.
That's true.
Pay up, of course.
Yeah.
It's a calling card.
Alas.
And then as well as that, we had a new engagement on the square. Sue Keeve, soon to be married. So that's exciting.
Soon to be officially Sue Keeve.
Mrs. and Mrs. Sue Keeve. Not Mr. and Mrs. at all. It's completely opposite of that. Mrs. and Mrs. Sue Keeve. There we are then. Right, so let's crack on with this week's Albert Square After Dark. So let us begin with speaking of Suki, Eve, Aisha and Nish. So last week we had Nish getting in contact with this mysterious person and we discover now who that is. It is Aisha. So do you want to, Ree, discuss the storyline that actually happened or the one that I made up in my head?
You didn't say it. You don't need to tell everyone that. Don't worry about it.
Right.
You didn't say it live.
No, I know.
I didn't let you because I was certain.
So can I just say, I was absolutely convinced that Suki and Aisha had already had an affair. I thought that's what had happened. And that's why I thought that they were busy having an affair. Nish thought that she was having the affair with the husband and that's why she killed the husband.
But I said to Rob, no, they'd never had an affair. Suki had feelings. And Rob was like, no, they definitely had an affair.
Definitely had an affair, yeah.
So I said, let's not mention it because I'm pretty sure they didn't. And you're like, well, I'm pretty sure they did.
I would have
well,
put
guess
money.
What, Rob?
I wish I had. I wish we'd made an actual bet. Because I would have put, I would have bet my house that they had already had an affair. I was convinced of it. And people that I've spoken to about it who watch EastEnders thought that they had as well. It's not just
really?
It's not just me. I think we just assumed that Suki had this affair. But she hadn't. They were just good friends. So, Nish, because Nish is, by this point, I think out of his box by now, isn't he? Like, he is just going slowly but surely crazy.
So, what was his intention in getting in touch with Aisha, by the way?
So his intention was, because if you remember last week, Suki was winding him up about Eve. So his intention, I think, was to bring this woman into their lives again and Suki would presumably fall desperately in love with this
Fall
woman
in love
again,
with her
and it
again.
was going to cause massive problems between her and Eve, which it almost did because Eve
Well, he's.
ever so slightly
Yeah.
overreacted. Although, did she overreact? Did she overreact? I understood where she was coming from because she knows the history. Maybe she thought they had an affair as well.
Maybe she'll. Hang on,
Maybe.
I'm sure you told me you had an affair.
Yeah, I
No,
swear you said that.
I do think she overreacted. However,
Possibly, yeah. I mean,
I
best thing
don't
by
think
proposing.
she wouldn't have overreacted the way that she did had Nish not been in her ear. I was more
Yes.
surprised that she let Nish get in her ear. I was surprised that she
Yeah.
allowed that to happen.
But I think it
Like, he'd
kind
come
of.
and sat down at a cafe with her. I'd been like, bye, bye,
Yeah.
Felicia, and got up
Why?
and gone.
I don't particularly want to sit with you and have this conversation. Thank you very much. But I think that Nish actually sort of played his role quite well because he knows that Eve can be a little bit flighty. He knows that Eve can be quite fiery, and he really sort of worked his magic on Eve's vulnerabilities, I think, because I think that was sort of demonstrated by the conversation that Eve had with Stacey this week, where she was basically saying that after her sister died, she kind of became used to losing people that she cared about, so she assumed that this was just another one of those moments.
I know what you're
So
saying, but still.
What she
But
thought that she
still,
was
the
going to
fact that
achieve
she
by
let him do
proposing.
it.
I know.
That bit, it was the way that she did it, I think.
I thought that was
But
quite
that
sweet, though.
bit,
Learning Punjabi and everything. That was quite sweet, I
yeah, that
thought.
was that. No, I mean, the way that she did it in respect of, like, whilst she was sat there with Aisha, and I don't know. I feel like, yeah, it was obviously very heat of the moment when she proposed, but it all
Yeah.
ended well anyway, so.
My question also is, if this affair didn't happen, as I was convinced it
Yes.
did, right,
Yes, it definitely didn't.
what did Aisha actually think what happened with her husband then? Does she just think that Nish went absolutely insane one day and just killed her husband for no reason?
I think she did. Yeah, I think that she didn't. What, did she not get any answers? I'm not sure. Or did she? She
Because
didn't seem to know that Nish was
she didn't seem to
suspecting
understand the
Suki of having
context,
an
did she?
affair.
This
No.
is why it made no sense to me that they hadn't already had this affair. Because if they'd had this affair, it would have been understandable that, oh, Suki's around mine all the time because me and you were busy sleeping together and he automatically thinks it's with my husband.
Yeah.
So that would make more sense to me. But because that didn't happen, I was sort of left like, well, what do you think happened then? What do you think happened to your husband and why it happened?
And what did Nish say when he got sent down as to why
Yeah.
he killed
Like,
him?
did she not go? She would have gone to the court cases and all of that kind of thing, would have been interviewed,
Maybe
would have
she
heard.
didn't, but you
Well,
would
maybe
think that she
not.
did.
But this is what I mean. This is why I think it
Yeah.
made less sense because I think the version that I created made more sense to me.
Well,
So
it was wrong, the
it was
version you
wrong.
created, Rob, so
Wrong.
it's
Bad
irrelevant.
Rob. Yeah, completely irrelevant. Anyway, so Aisha turns up and completely and utterly floors Suki. Now, did you think at any point that there was going to be, like, it was an affair? Was my storyline going to start there and then, basically, is what I'm asking. Did you think at any point?
I didn't. I
You
thought it was
didn't think there
just
was
two
any
friends catching.
temptation?
No, I think maybe Suki might have. I think Suki might have been like, what's the word? Not tempted, but like intrigued. I don't know,
Yeah.
but. No,
Well,
it seemed like, I mean, she's moved on. She's with Eve, isn't she? You
yeah.
know,
But then the other
things
side
have
of this is
changed.
that Aisha has apparently since come out as a lesbian.
I think if anything, it probably validated Suki in thinking, actually, those feelings I had weren't,
Were valid,
all in
yeah.
my head. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I
Unlike with
think in that
Honey.
respect, yeah, exactly.
It's, yeah, I don't know. Maybe the version that I created would have made more sense. I don't, I it just, it felt a little, I had more questions because of the way that it played out, because I was so convinced that they'd have this affair. I'd answered
Yeah.
questions in my head that I thought I
Oh, and
didn't,
see, I didn't have anything because I was
weird,
just
isn't
like,
it?
yeah, they
There
were
you
just
go.
friends. Yeah.
Anyway, so Aisha turns up, Suki's absolutely floored by it, and Nish is very smug because he's able to keep dripping poison into Eve's ear because she is seeing these two old friends reconnecting. They have so much in common.
Friends.
Yeah, friends. Well, actual friends, it turns out. Yeah.
Yeah.
They have so much in common. You know, they're able to sort of talk about the past. And Eve is feeling really, really put out by the whole thing because she's got these vulnerabilities about herself. I mean, to be fair, the way that she went off, I thought we were heading for towards another sort of Eve gets drunk and smashes stuff up and goes insane moments. But she didn't really do that. What she did was buy the ring that Reese is desperately trying to sell to give the
Oh,
money to
yeah.
Phil.
That he's told Sonia he got mugged.
Yeah, he got mugged.
Yeah.
That's but Sonia's like, yeah, well, you're just an unlucky person, really, aren't you? Do you believe
I know, and
that?
was Sonia like, oh yeah, of course she'd
So
like,
gullible.
come on,
So
Sonia.
gullible
Are
at the
you
minute, isn't
really
she?
the have you really got the blinkers on this much for Reese? Come
Yeah,
on
I think she
now.
had not even blinkers. Her eyes are just closed. They just completely blinded her. Having said that, I want to work on Stacey's bat van because apparently the pay is fantastic. I mean,
I did think that,
how much
yeah.
is recharging for this ring? About 2-3 grand or something like that.
Yeah,
And he was
something, I
like, "Yeah,
don't
I've
know,
got that.
yeah.
That's fine. Yeah, I'll buy that off you. Not a problem. In cash, yeah, not a problem. That's fine."
Maybe
How
she's
much
still
is
got
Stacey's paying?
savings from a lawyer job, I don't know.
Maybe, I suppose, yeah. But I mean, I suppose if you live in London, it's wages are ever slightly different, aren't they? Like everybody's sort of got a couple of grand just sitting there, waiting
I
to be
don't know, it's
spent.
all relative though, isn't it? Because to them everything's more expensive anyway,
Yeah,
so
yeah.
yeah.
I'd love to know how much they earn off that bap then. I mean, to be fair, there's that smack bang in the middle of the
Do you
market.
know? Yeah, but have you seen prices of summit sandwiches and
Yeah.
that? You wouldn't even get those prices up north. They're right cheap summit bacon
There.
sandwiches. I've
You
looked at prices
see the
and gone,
price of
oh
Roy.
yeah.
Seen the price of Roy's rolls in Corrie? He charges out of the area. He does for anything in Roy's rolls. I tell you, they want to try and some of those prices. Ian Beale would have a ball in Coronation Street if he came
Yeah,
along and went and
but
look at some of their prices. He'd be like, right, we're charging the cafe
nah,
prices
Rob, I've
right up.
seen when Ian had cafe somewhere, his coffees were quite cheap for London, I must say.
Yeah,
So they obviously know
this
the
is why
market.
they go into the cafe. Even when they're going for a I've got no money storyline, they'll still go into the cafe and say, I'll
It's
have a
like, it's
flat
all
white,
right.
please. I'll have a cappuccino, please. Thanks very much.
Still
What are you drink?
£2, don't worry about
Yeah,
it. And
there you go. It's a soap thing, isn't it? Even if they're skint,
yeah.
they've got to go into these
They
communal
can
areas and have
still
these
go,
conversations. Yeah,
yeah.
it always amuses me though. So Suki, in this, I could say the proposal itself was really sweet. I love the way that she kind of learned how to say it all in Punjabi. I thought that was really, really nice. She
Yeah.
did it in front of everybody, in front of the Vic, in front of the entire family. Stacey was there getting all excited because she genuinely thought that Eve was about to get engaged. And Suki sort of just like
Froze.
froze, and that's basically a no at that moment, isn't it?
Well, when the first duff happened, when she proposed, I was obviously going to say yes. I was actually
Oh,
really
did you? I was like,
surprised.
oh, did you? I
Yeah.
was like, no, she's clearly going to say no because that where's the otherwise it wouldn't be a duff duff.
I thought they were trying to make it look like, oh, you think she's going to say no, but obviously she's going to say yes. So then when she didn't,
No.
I was like,
Oh,
oh.
well, you got more. See, arguably, you got more out of that than I did then in that case because you were
Yes.
surprised by it. And I was like, she's
Yeah.
blatantly going to say no. I can tell you
Yeah.
now, the first word of Tuesday's episode is going to be, no. But it
No.
wasn't. But it was, sort of
Yeah.
in that vibe.
Along, yeah.
So Eve sort of runs off and kind of goes off and spends the night away and just basically texts Suki and says, I'm not coming home. So.
I mean, Eve must have been pretty confident that she was going to say yes, though, to have done it the way that she did in front of everyone. And Nish were there as well.
Was she putting a little bit of pressure on Suki though at that moment? I think because
You reckon?
I don't think she was really thinking about what Suki was going to say. I think she just wanted to sort of make sure that Suki wasn't going to go anywhere, not in a controlling way, but
I know what you mean, yeah.
just to sort of keep herself happy. I don't think she necessarily kind of thought that far into the future about what was going to happen. She was just like, right, I need to propose. That's the only way this is going to work.
Then I'll feel safe in this relationship because right
Yeah.
now I'm feeling like, oh, she
Yeah.
might go wondering, yeah.
Because the problem with what Nish was saying to her was actually a lot of it was true. Oh, these two are really, really close. They've got a lot more history
They share
than
the
you
same
two have. They share the
background,
same
yeah.
background. They've been through a lot together. You two not so much, but those two. If Suki's gonna have an affair, I mean, look, she had an affair like with you. That's how your relationship started. Once a cheater, always a cheater. You'd sort of she started throwing that sort of logic at her, which I kind of think kind of twisted her brain a little bit. So she goes off, and Suki's kind of then panicking. Stacey's furious. Stacey's livid with Suki at that point. And then Suki sort of is explained. I mean, why didn't she kind of just assume this must be Nish? This must be Nish that's done this. Like, why? Like, everything that goes wrong in my life, nine times out of
Oh,
ten,
but
is to do with Nish.
why would she assume it was Nish though, to be fair? Why would she think that Nish has in any way been in Eve's ear? Like, how would she think it were possible? And plus, like I said, I'm surprised that Eve allowed him to do it. So I get what you're saying. Usually something's going wrong, Nish is
Nish is
involved. But in
responsible,
this
yeah.
circumstance, I can see why she didn't think it, but she didn't know what was going on, did she, behind the scenes?
No, but then Nish was the one that brought Aisha
Yeah,
back onto the
Aisha back.
square, specifically, obviously, to sort of mess with her.
But she didn't know that Eve were jealous of Aisha either, did she, at
No,
first? Like,
she didn't
she
really think
didn't.
she didn't think there was any reason to, because to her it was all completely innocent.
Yeah,
And she just had
exactly.
this all that really happened was that this woman had come back into her life and she had this mate back, which was lovely for
Yeah.
Suki. And she was
Yeah, they were
able to
having a
get some,
catch up.
they were having a catch up. She was able to get some stuff off her chest. She kind of had a few questions that she'd had about their relationship answered. It was just the way that they sort of like said, oh, well, I'm a lesbian now too. God, I wish I'd known that. There was sort of an
Yeah, I know what you
unspoken
mean.
thing there of, Like, are we going to see Aisha again? I wonder if it is going to cause problems further down the line.
Well, they've tried to say that she might start working down south again, and Suki said that she'll help her. So it depends whether they actually follow
Yeah.
up on that, doesn't it?
I
Because that
would
is
not
an
be.
opening for her to come back.
Because I've got a very good actress to play Aisha. Like, Layla, I think her name's Layla Rouse, I think her name is. And she is phenomenal. I remember watching her in football. I remember watching her in Footballers' Wives all those years ago. And she hasn't aged a day since then.
Is she not?
No, she really hasn't. So she's a very, very good actress to bring in for such a small role. So I
For a
wonder if we're
guest
gonna.
stint.
So I don't know if she'll ever be a regular character per se, but I have a feeling we might see her again. Because I think that
Okay.
temptation is there. Because if you think about it, this is. Her, she was the catalyst to everything that's happened in Suki's life since. She fell in love with this woman, and then her abusive husband murdered this guy because he was so enraged and jealous, which then set him in prison, which then kind of set Suki's journey onwards because she was so inwardly terrified about her own sexuality. So for this woman to now turn around to her and say, I'm gay as well. And I always kind of had a little bit of a thing for you as well. The seeds there are planted. I don't think this is the last we're necessarily going to see of Aisha, and I think that this is going to cause Suki problems down further down the line. At the moment, it seems that Aisha is very supportive of the whole proposal. She was trying to be nice, but I'm not convinced that we're
It
not going to
can't,
see her
let's be
again. Of
honest, it can't all be going smooth
course, it's
sailing
not. It's
now for Suki
EastEnders.
and Eve. They
Is
can't
it?
just be like,
No.
and we're going to live happily ever after, and
Yeah.
that's it.
And it doesn't help that Nishi's plan completely went up in smoke because by the end of the week, Suki has managed to get Eve to come back to the square and in front of everybody, once again, accepts the proposal. So Suki Eve are now engaged and Nish sort of leaves the Vic furious, brokenhearted. One of my highlights of EastEnders at the moment these days is watching Nish get brokenhearted because it's always
Yeah,
fun
true.
to watch Nish upset because it makes him more dangerous as well. Like he was sort of watching Suki from across the square at the end of the week and you can sort of see the next plan
What
start
was
to
that
form.
about though when he watched Suki and Aisha having a cuddle?
I
Well, not a
think he was
cuddle, a
just,
hug.
yeah, exactly. Like, is this something else that he's got? He's not done, is he? He's not done. This is just, this is essentially like watching the coyote and the roadrunner constantly. The coyote's never going to give up on the roadrunner. So it's that sort of relationship now, I think. Because he said to Nugget that his only wish now is for Suki to be by his side when he dies. Now, there is a lot of dramatic, ironic ways they could make that play out, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely. I was thinking that's exactly what's going to end up happening then for some
Yeah.
reason.
In fact, there's what? There's a side of me that actually wonders if Aisha is going to be responsible for Nish's death.
Oh, I didn't think of that. And then just as you, oh,
I think
well,
that might be a
yeah, why
possibility. I think
not?
that might be a
Yeah, because
possibility.
he might still keep trying to stir the pot and stuff, and then and
Yeah.
maybe
He's gonna
something
he's he's not
happens,
gonna
or
stop till the day he dies, is he? He's
no,
not
he's not.
one of these people that's eventually gonna get the message of Suki hates me, so I better just leave her alone. That's never gonna happen in Nishi's head, ever. Which I think is why Nishi's such a great villain, I have to say. I know you see people online that always get bored with villain stories and they're sort of like, oh, when's Nish gonna die? It's just like the longer we keep him, the better, because he's just so unhinged. And what I love is a villain that doesn't kill anybody. I mean, I know he has killed somebody, but that was off
I
screen.
know what you're saying.
You know, like the Archie Mitchell sort of character. He never killed anybody either, but he was one of EastEnders' most memorable villains because he was so evil and manipulative and would do anything. And this is somebody like that. Nish will do anything to get what he wants. And especially now he's dying, he has nothing to lose.
When is he gonna die?
Well, I don't know. I
Christmas?
mean, I think
40th?
Christmas.
Are we gonna have a who done it finish? Because he's got lots of enemies,
Would they
lots of
do
people
another
who could do it.
whodunit this quickly? It seems like a very. I,
Why?
the thing. The
I
problem
know
is
it's.
the thing is with Nish. I have always thought from the second that he arrived in the square, he's going to die in a whodunit. He's just got that vibe about him. But because of the Six storyline that played out, I kind of wonder whether they're going to do another whodunit so quickly. I know whodunits are fantastic for anniversary episodes. They're right. They work. The Lucy Beale murder storyline was a prime example of that. But again, would they do another whodunit for the 40th when they did one for the 30th?
Why not? It works, doesn't it? It's
It
kind of
does
what they're
work,
known
but.
for now.
Yeah, but I wonder if they will try and do something a little bit
I
different
know
for
what
the
you're saying.
40th. I mean, we're still very up in the air about what the 40th is going to be about, which is exciting. So, but I agree with you. Nish should die in a
Do you know
whodunit.
what? I wouldn't be surprised if Nish ended up killing himself and trying to make it look like Suki had done
Pin
it
it
or
on somebody
something like
else.
that.
Yeah, it's
Or
the sort of thing
Eve.
he'd do. Yeah, 100%. So maybe the mystery will be Nish will die, but
Or
we won't
Vinny.
quite know.
What's
What's
his
he got
plan
planned
with
for
Vinny?
Vinny? What's he
I
got
don't
planned for
know. I can't
Vinny?
figure it out.
What if?
Why has he planted that seed of saying that he's going to give Ravi the call center? Why bother saying that and doing that
Yeah.
right now? What's
What?
that for?
The only thing I can really think of at the minute is he going to try and get some? I mean, this is insane to say out loud, but is he going to sort of something to do with a transplant or something? Is he going to try and get something like that off Vinny? What are his plans for Vinny? Is he just going to tie him up and cut out his heart or
No,
something
because it's his
crazy like
heart. I was
that?
going to say it's his
Yeah,
heart
I
they're
know.
in it, so I
This is what I mean, though.
can't.
It's got to be something really, really sort of. Because the fact
Unless
that
they're
he
just going
won't
to
say
try and
anything.
kill Vinny and then be like, oh,
Yeah.
I'll have his heart then if he's dead,
Yeah.
or I don't
This
know.
is what I mean. Is he gonna go
Oh,
that dark? Is he
yeah,
gonna try and kill
surely.
Vinny?
You can't kill another Panasar child, I feel, as well. Like, mind you, we said that about Karen and her kids, didn't we?
Yeah,
So.
exactly. I mean, I don't want Vinny to die because I always love Vinny. I think Vinny's adorable. But yeah, he can do it. This is the thing. I think Nish has now cemented himself as a character that will and can do anything. So nothing should surprise us with what he's capable of. He is a dark, twisted, evil character. All right. So as soon as you've sort of cemented that idea in your head, anything's possible. So, I mean,
Definitely.
let us know in the comment section, where do you think this is going? What is Nish's ultimate aim going to be? When do you think he's going to die? How do you think he's going to die? I think the idea that they planted in our heads that he wants Suki by his side when he dies, there's going to be some sort of dramatic irony play out with how that will happen, but it won't be the way that Nish thinks it will. It will.
No.
It's something that ironic is going
It'll
to
be
happen
Suki
there.
saying, oh, I'm so glad that you're dying. And
Yeah, yeah,
maybe
yeah.
she'll leave him just as he's taking his last
Yeah.
breath so that he's not with
Yeah.
her, something like
Yeah.
that. Yeah.
Something's going to happen. It's going to be really, really satisfying, narratively satisfying. I can't wait. But yeah, a long way to go with it, I think. But yeah, I think Christmas or the anniversary, you may as well leave it to the anniversary now. But then you've also got to wonder, what are they going to do for Christmas? There's a lot of big stuff that could happen for both of them. So I'm sort of, I don't know. I don't know. It's exciting. Very, very exciting. Let us know in the comment section below what you think. Right, ladies and gents, let's now talk about Cindy. Right, on to Cindy and Bobby and Junior now. Let's put this storyline into one very simple sentence, which is Cindy spends the week trying to have sex with Junior in the most dangerous situations possible. All right. Explain to me. I mean, I get it, right? Affairs are exciting, but I don't get what's so sexually erotic about the fact that Bobby might walk in at any moment.
Right, see, I've got a theory on this.
Go
Not one
on.
of those
Not one of
theories,
those
right? Not,
theories, right? Okay.
no.
No.
Earlier in the week, Cindy was saying to Junior, let's go to your place. And he was the one who kept going, no, let's go to your place. So I think Cindy read into that, oh, he wants it to be more dangerous. Then he started playing all act and mean, keep him keen. So I think then Cindy were like, oh, I'm reading the situation. I see what Junior's after now. So then she started being like, no, let's go to mine because,
I
it's
mean,
more risky. When actually, I
she
don't
but
think
she
she was
loved
that
it though.
fussed by
I
that.
thought I
Later in the week, she did. But at the
yeah, she
start, yeah.
Because he at one point did say to her during the week, oh no, come back to mine.
Later on, he did,
I
yeah.
live on my own. I have an empty flat. Come round. We could do whatever the hell we want for as
But
long as we want.
that's what Cindy said at the start of the week to him. And then he said something like, oh, what if people see us going in together?
Yeah.
All
So
right, well,
let's go
let's
to
go
mine
to Ian's house, which is
where other people
right next
live.
to Market, right next to Cafe, where everyone can see us
She
going in
is.
together.
I mean, this is classic A Cindy. This is a woman who has not really grown as a human being ever since the 90s, really. She's still doing exactly the same thing as she used to do. And she hasn't got any worse at it either. The lies just trip off her tongue, don't they? They really, really
Like,
do.
is this not next level with her daughter's brother,
Yeah,
with
it's
her
mad.
ex-husband's son?
She's out of her box doing this, let me tell you. She's lost it because. I can't wait for this to come out, by the way. I
Yeah,
can't
innit?
wait for this to come out.
Yeah.
It's going to be a massive explosion. This will be Christmas, I think, actually.
Ah, okay,
I think
yeah, you might
I
have a
think this will
point.
be
I can
Christmas.
see that. I can
Yeah,
see
yeah,
that,
yeah.
yeah.
Because, yeah, that would work because we had the Six stuff last. And I think the Six storyline is going to come to its absolute climax during the 40th. That's my prediction. So I
Okay.
think that this is going to come out over Christmas.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think this. But what I also think is going to happen is
Yeah.
that Bobby is going to discover this affair, and that's going to lead into Cindy chasing him out of the square.
Ooh, that, yeah, that could work. That
Put a
could
pin in it.
work.
Prediction. This is what you do, Ray. You make a prediction, then you say it when we're on camera, and then you've got proof that you predicted
You can piss off, Rob.
it. Right. So, like I say, this affair just continues throughout the week, right? This is
Yes.
Cindy being Cindy and Junior being Junior. Let's be honest. Both of them are just loving it and keeping each other sort of all intrigued and sort of both trying to play hard to get. Although Cindy isn't playing hard to get. She's
Oh,
playing
this is what I was going to
extremely. Cindy is
say.
playing easiest piss to get.
Literally, that's why I think she's starting to read the situation as to what Junior wants, because Junior is very like, all right, calm down, like it, but it's almost like it wants, it's all on his terms, isn't it?
Oh, I don't think so. I think that she is just being so sort of, she's almost being quite pushy with it. I think he wants to sort of like say, let's just, but there's two different ways that you can interpret that. Either he's getting a bit bored or he's starting to actually get genuine feelings for her and he wants it to not
Oh,
be so,
interesting.
he wants it not to be so illicit.
Oh,
Because
no,
she
I
is
can.
now, sort of making it so that, yeah, come around mine and someone might walk in and it'd be really, really exciting. Let's do it on the floor. Let's do it in the kitchen where the door is. Let's do it, do it, do it. And there's a camera there. Let's turn that on and like send it out into the ether and
Yeah.
someone might see it. Ah! Yeah,
Live
she's
streaming
loving it.
Queen Bee.
She loves it. She's absolutely loving it. And I want, because there was a moment where she tried to ring him this week and she saw him look at his phone and then sort of turn it off. And you can take that as he's losing interest, but I think that he's starting to kind of get a few feelings for her.
Oh, do you think? I
Yeah, I
think that
do.
he just,
And he doesn't know
and
how to process it.
I think he just likes the chase, and she's giving it to him too easy.
I think he started that way, but I think she's now confused him because she's basically real. Put simply, she's as horny as he is. All right.
Yeah.
So I think that what he's actually done is discovered this woman who is as up for fun as he is, but then has also realized, oh, actually, me and you have a load in common. We are of a similar mindset. Actually, me and you could have a future together further down the line. And I think Cindy doesn't think of him that way. I think he is
No, she
just,
doesn't at
see, this
all.
is just an affair for her. Cindy wants excitement. This is the main sort of motive for her. Like, this has always been Cindy's MO with when she's having affairs because Ian balls her rigid. So why she keeps going back to him, God only knows. But she wants excitement because Ian is probably rubbish in bed, let's be honest. And this is the way that she kind of keeps her life exciting. And she does this by leaving Bobby in charge of the pie and mash shop, gives him a promotion.
Yes.
It's an absolute disaster. Like, what did she think was going to happen?
It says it all, doesn't it? That
This
that's
is like
how
me walking
those are
into
all
your
described
bar
too.
and you saying, I need to go out, Rob. I'm going to leave you in charge of this
I
place.
need to go out and have an affair.
I've never worked in a bar in my life, but that's fine. You'll soon get the hang of it. You're a clever guy. Yeah, you'll
In
know what
fact,
to
your
do.
manager, crack
Yeah,
on.
off you go. Crack on. Of course he's going to go to
Yeah.
pieces, you know? Nothing else was ever going to come of
And
this situation.
there was no other member of staff on either. There was supposed to
No.
be just Bobby on his own.
No.
Like, what was she think? Well, she weren't thinking, was she? We know
It
what she was
wasn't. We
thinking
know what she was
about. We know
thinking with.
exactly. Oh, wait, hang on. What was the present that she had? My mind's quite innocent, right? I genuinely don't know. Was it underwear or something?
Let's go for that. Let's go for
Okay.
that. Or alternatively, it could have been something that Junior had whispered into her ear that he's quite into. You know, it could have
Oh,
been anything.
okay,
Could have been
right.
an array of
Okay.
things.
I
I
didn't
think
know
we're
if we were
supposed.
supposed to know, and I was just like,
No, I think we definitely were not
okay.
supposed to know, Rhea. I think we were supposed to just leave it to the imagination.
Oh, okay. I was just like, what is it? What's in your bag,
It could have
Cindy?
been anything. It could have been anything.
Right, okay.
It could have been a bit of celery that he's decided that I quite like
Okay.
celery actually. That's quite, I like. And do you know what I'm really into is women dressed as penguins. I love that. That really, really
Oh,
drives me
okay.
crazy.
Yeah, all
She
right. Yeah, it
opens
could
the
be
bag
anything.
and there's a penguin
Little
outfit
penguin
in there.
costume.
Little
Yep.
penguin costume. That's what could have
That'd be
happened there.
great. Why don't they actually write that in? That'd be
Then,
quite
can you
funny.
imagine Bobby walks in? Bobby walks in and
Like,
Cindy's just waddling around the living room dressed as a
yeah.
penguin.
No one would suspect a thing.
There you go.
No one would suspect
Perfect.
anything in that case.
Perfect. And Junior's dressed as a polar bear on the sofa. Oh, it's there. Anyway.
Oh God, this is taking a turn now, Rob.
So, Bobby nearly walks in at one point, which in fact I'm sure is what Cindy wanted because she loves all that. And just I think the way that the lies just slipped out of her mouth really, really easily almost surprised Junior. It's just like, wow,
Yeah, she did say, yeah,
you're
really good at
really,
it, yeah.
really good at this, aren't you? Like, this isn't your first rodeo, is it? By any stretch of the imagination. And she's like,
Do
yeah,
you
I'm an
think, oh,
expert.
so maybe he admires that quality in her or something.
But
But
then,
surely if, go
is
on.
it, but yeah, but I just wonder, is it like he's sort of looking at it and going, wow, you're quite twisted? Like, is he
Well, this
sort
is
of, I don't
it. And
know.
also, how far, like, if you're saying that he's interested in maybe like is starting to get feelings. Surely all the excitement would go once the affair's, not an
But this is what I
affair,
mean.
yeah.
I wonder if he is. I would not be surprised if in the coming weeks we get a moment where Junior says, "Do you want to sort of actually like, go out for dinner or something? I don't need to, you don't need to have constant sex. Why don't we just go for dinner or go for a drink or something and have an actual date?" I think he's
Can
going to
you
go down
imagine
that
him
route.
saying that though?
Yeah, I can.
I can't.
But see, the thing, I don't think we really know Junior all that well yet. All we
True.
know is that he likes to shag things, okay? But I don't think we know quite what makes his
But he
what
likes a
makes him
challenge,
tick.
is what I think. He just
Oh, she is
likes.
that. She is that.
Well, she
That's.
is and she isn't though, isn't she?
But then it's this whole thing that Cindy's now got about her that I think has been established that she is an addiction. So
Yeah, that's
is he
true.
starting to become the drug of Cindy is starting to take hold, I think. I don't know. I might be wrong. I might be completely wrong. He might be losing interest in her because she's maybe coming across almost as a little bit desperate. Who
Yeah,
knows?
I
Yeah, I
thought
think
that
it's
she
one or
was
the
coming
other.
across like that. Or he
One
was
or the
making
other.
her feel that way, at least,
Yeah.
anyway.
I thought I don't think she was that bothered about that by the end of
Yeah.
the week.
Oh, and what's his face? Harry bought her a drink, didn't he? So
This
he's
is what I
clearly
mean.
got his eye on the elderly woman
This is
and.
how she. Oh yeah, but I think that she. Yeah, because Cindy's not an unattractive woman, is she? She's
Oh,
done well.
no, but yeah.
But the
I was
fact that
going to
she
say a
kind of
different
sat
point
down and
on that.
she kind of sat down and had a drink with him, like she was quite happy to just sort of openly flirt with this bloke just to make Junior jealous. This is how she works. It's.
I'm surprised Teddy and Billy weren't like, "What are you doing, Cindy?"
Yeah, I barely
Like,
know you. What are you doing,
they're just
love?
like, "All right."
What were you gonna say?
But did you not think that maybe we've mentioned how Harry's a bit of a Keanu replacement? Do you
Yes.
think he and Sharon are actually going to end
Can
up?
you imagine?
Well, he's clearly.
I think he's got too much hair for Sharon, to be honest with you. Because when her and Keanu first started, he had a shaved head, if you remember.
Yeah, but there's one way to change that.
The less her, yeah, she's just going to shave his head, and all of a
Yeah,
sudden she's going
like
to be
there we
all
go.
over him. I think she's going to be more. I think the Teddy and Sharon thing is actually
Teddy.
going to be where that
Or
ends up
is it
going.
though? Or is she going to have Teddy and then have an affair? Hey, I'm just saying.
Who knows? It is Shazza, but
Oh,
I think.
joke. Trust this to be the theory that I've got recorded.
Yeah, I know, right? Sharon's going to shag Harry. That's my theory. So I guess we'll see where this ends up. But I do, with the Bobby thing, I definitely think that Bobby's going to catch Domatic at some point.
Yeah, I
That's what's
think that
going to
makes
happen.
sense.
That's what's going to happen, I think.
What about as well, like Peter, did you feel sorry for him? He's like, hang on, you've just promoted Bobby to manager. I've been working my ass off here. Like, Bobby's literally done one shift for you and you've made him manager.
Bobby
Are
only walked in to get some
people not
change or
getting
something,
sus?
bless him, didn't
Yeah.
she? Like, he only wanted to, like, say, "Oh, by the way, I've got a message to you from Peter. You're the manager. Thanks very much. Bye." So, a
But
poor
even
Anna.
Bobby is saying to Peter, do you not think your mum's acting a bit weird? And Peter's like, no. Like, why is
No,
Peter just
this
okay
is
with the
mum.
fact
Because
that
this
he's
is
been
mum, isn't it?
promoted?
It's both his parents are weird. That's why. He's used to weird
Fair,
behaviour from
okay.
both of them.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
The pie, let's briefly talk about the pie and mash shop. Bobby and Anna
Oh,
had that
yes.
kind of mad shift in there because it was all going crazy. Because Bobby didn't know how to make anything, so he ended up leaving the restaurant open 3 hours late, which they were
And
fine
gave.
with, by the way.
And Anna's been following in Elaine's footsteps and giving everything away for free.
Pies are on the house. Ah! So that happened,
Yep.
and I think Anna's starting, and we may as well talk about this while we're on the topic of Anna. Freddie and Anna, that's starting to be a thing now. He takes
For
Mo.
Anna.
For Anna, that works, doesn't it?
There we go.
He takes Mo bird watching. There's some
Yes.
nice kind of fluffy Mo stuff this week with Mo dressed all in camouflage. Some
Yeah.
great lines came out of this, by the way, which I maybe it's just my childish sense of humor, saying things like great tit. Oh no, it's not a tit, it's Billy.
That was a good
And
line.
the other one about Freddie said things about big tits, lower crested boobie. That's a hobby. And Mo's like, I'm not a lesbian. Hello, I'm sorry, I'm a child. It's
You are childish sometimes. Oh, that's
that's the
fine.
sort of humor that appeals to me. But Anna and Freddie, they are clearly starting to establish more chemistry and not really keeping it that quiet. People are noticing this chemistry that they have between them. This Mo is
Well,
not
it's
the first
more
person
that.
to say this to them.
It's more that, they're being natural, aren't they? They're not thinking, oh, I need to hide how I feel, because to them it's kind of innocent, but
I
it's
can
probably
only
obvious
imagine
to a
what is going on in
client.
Freddie's head at this moment. Like, he must be feeling so internally beating him up about himself up about this because he's got feelings for Bobby's girlfriend, and he will feel bad about that. I think that's really going to wind him up.
But he didn't know, because remember when we had the online things with Freddie and Mo, he was drawing pictures of him and Anna, weren't he? So Mo already knows about that as well.
He's in love with Anna, isn't he? He really is.
And did you feel like it was really obvious that Anna wasn't that bothered about Bobby? You know, when the like night finished at the pie and mash shop, she was very like offish with him, but he didn't read that at all, did
No,
he, Bobby?
no.
Bless him.
I feel so sorry for Bobby because he was so
I
proud of
know.
himself for getting that promotion.
I feel sorry for Bobby, but also I used to love Bobby, and at the minute I'm just a bit like, well, come on, Bobby. I don't know. There's something. Maybe it's because I know that. Spoiler alert.
Oh, we've said it
I know that
already.
he's like. All right. Well, I know that he's like. I even left a little gap there for people to pause. But we know that he's leaving. If they're just kind of not putting as much effort into his character, because I
No, I
feel.
completely disagree with that.
Do
I
you?
think, yeah, I think that they are really sort of establishing him, sort of growing hope around the square. Like he's got Anna, he's constantly trying to keep her happy, and now he was feeling all pleased with himself because he thinks
Maybe
that he's
that's what I don't like.
trying to, but what the fact that he's trying to keep Anna happy.
Yeah, the fact that he's like so, and it's like, oh, come on, Bobby. Like, it's really obvious.
That's his character though,
I
isn't
know
it?
it
Because he's really
is. I've
awkward. He
just
doesn't
went
really
off him a
read.
little bit
It
this
doesn't.
week. I
He doesn't
know, I
really read. I
know.
don't understand what there was. What did you go off him about? Because I thought he was trying his best. I thought it was quite endearing.
I don't know. We just. Maybe I've got a bit bored. I don't know. There's just something I
Well,
can't. I'll get back to you next week and see if I've
I shall look
liked him
forward to
again.
that. I
But
shall look forward to that, Rhi. I'll put that in the calendar. Ask Rhi about Bobby. Yes. I mean, I don't know. I was actually struck with the feeling that I'm really going to miss him this week, actually. It's just funny, isn't it? I was really caught or drawn to Bobby this week and thought that's really sweet. And I feel really, really sorry for you because all of this that you've created in your head about what is actually going on, that you're trying so hard to keep afloat, none of it's real. You know, I feel
Bless
really
him.
sorry for him. It's sad. Bless him. Right, so we'll move on to the next and last story of the week now, and this is Linda and Bernie, the blackmailer. On to the final story of the week now. Let's talk about Linda, who was probably just having a proper breakdown this week. Obviously, her witness statement approaches, and she's getting increasingly nervous about it. And she's kind of venting to Johnny. I can't do it. I can't do it. Everything's gonna go wrong. Obviously still drinking as well. And she's talking to Johnny in the cafe about this. And our attention is taken to the fact that there's a strange man listening to her. And I mean strange in every single phrase way you could say this. What a bizarre man he was. Like he was just sort of there. The way he was dressed, I thought kind of reminded me a little bit of an officer and a gentleman.
Yeah, I know what
And
you
I,
mean. There
yeah.
was he a lawyer then? Is he Dean's lawyer?
Well, I don't know who he is,
Because he
really. I don't
said
think.
he was an acquaintance of
Acquaintance,
Dean, didn't he?
an associate of Dean.
Associate, yeah.
And I
So
don't
was he his
really.
lawyer or?
I don't know. I didn't get the fact that he was. I get the sense that he was a lawyer. I just got the fact that he was maybe just a weird mate that Dean had.
Oh,
But
okay, maybe, yeah.
he follows Linda upstairs and says, basically says his name's Fraser. He's an associate of Dean, and basically he's been told everything that's gone on. He knows that Linda's a liar, and basically, if for a message from Dean that if she drops her witness statement, he will openly confess to having raped her. And Linda is immediately kind of like, tempted, tempted. That's a good offer. I'm up for that. I'm up for that. And Fraser just continues to being a bit of a creep for a couple of days until Johnny gets him arrested. Now, then, there was a moment this week where he was on the phone to somebody and said,
Hen.
called the person on the phone Hen. I don't think the revelation that Bernie is the blackmailer answered who was on the phone.
No, I didn't assume that it was Bernie, actually.
No. So
So
who's he on
who
the
was he
phone
calling
to?
Hen?
Exactly.
Why was he so obvious? Why was he so blatantly Scottish?
Maybe
Like,
because he's Scottish. Maybe because
I
the actor's
know, but
Scottish.
didn't he say something about like, oh, you've been watching too much Taggart? Isn't that like a really Scottish
I was
show?
really
Like,
hoping that Linda was then going to reply, yeah, and there'll be a
yeah,
murder
actually,
if you
now
keep
you
if you keep
mention
there'll be a murder if you keep harassing me.
it. Well, then isn't hen quite a Scottish thing? Is that meant to be a clue, is kind of what I'm saying. Like, why was
Well,
that so
obviously
blatant? I
hen
know that he's
is
got.
hen is a female kind of term of
Yeah.
endearment, isn't it?
Yeah. That's a
So
Scottish female term of endearment,
I
isn't
mean,
it?
I think I've heard people that aren't Scottish say that.
Oh, I haven't. Oh,
Oh well,
okay.
But either way, it was blatantly Scottish. Like he would like, you know, just eating
But
haggis
he was like
while
walking with
he
his
was following
kilt and
around.
bagpipes.
He was just standing on the bottom of the vic playing the bagpipes, playing Auld Lang Syne. Yeah, he was doing all of that. So Johnny basically gets this guy arrested. My question is, who was he on the phone to? Because I don't think that's Bernie.
No, I didn't think it was Bernie. Now that you mentioned Babe earlier on, would
I
you be
was
calling her hen?
so praying that either Bernie or that either Babe or
Shirley would
Shirley
be,
was going to be
yeah.
sat on the opposite side of that
I thought it was
table.
Shirley. I was
I
adamant it was
really, and you know
Shirley.
what the worst thing was? I thought it was Shirley at one point because there was a when they were sort of panning around and keeping the person obscured until the duff duff, there was a bit of her
You
arm on
saw
show.
the elbow. That's
Yeah,
exactly what I thought. Wait, Shirley.
the blue
Definitely
shirt.
Shirley.
She was wearing a blue shirt that Shirley used to wear all the time. I was like, Shirley, I'm going to lose my mind. And then it was Bernie. Now, someone said on our Facebook group, well, I bet Rob's happy because Bernie's got a storyline. And I'm like, yeah, I am. But I'm just really disappointed because I was really gearing myself up
Is
for it to being
yeah.
Shirley or Babe because Babe loves a blackmail. Having said that, I'm also kind of quite pleased that it wasn't Shirley because I think this would have been a real sort of down point for Shirley to sort of then go back on the fact that she believed
Yeah,
Linda
true,
about
that
the
she
rape.
believed. Yeah, that is true. Yeah, but that don't mean that she can't believe
No.
Dean about this. And it is a son, so it's a
Yeah.
complicated relationship. But again, we're still being taken Dean's word for the fact that
Yeah,
Shirley
yeah, yeah.
somehow
There
turned
is.
around and
Yeah,
changed her mind on everything.
there is definitely the question in the air about where Shirley is, I think, at the minute, and why Shirley's basically kind of got no contact whatsoever. Like, has she? Because there was the moment a few weeks back where Dean thought that Shirley was coming to see him, and turned out to be
And it was
Karen.
Karen, yeah.
So he's clearly trying to kind of get in touch with her. So I think that she is in the ether somewhere throughout all this. My guess is now that she's going to turn up at the trial.
Yeah, but we keep saying this. Maybe she isn't. I don't know. I do want her to turn up, though, but I just don't know when she will or how she will. That would have been a perfect
It
moment,
would
but
have been. It would have
it is
been.
bittersweet, though, isn't it? Because I am
It
glad that Bernie's
makes.
getting
Yeah,
a
and the thing is,
storyline as well.
yeah, and the thing is, it makes complete sense for it to be Bernie as a story. It makes total sense for it to be Bernie, and you kind of think, I mean, I can only imagine how twisted Bertie's thinking is at the moment. She's only just been kicked out of the house where her sister died in. She works in the place where her brother was buried, and now she's got Dean dripping. The thing is, I say dripping poison into her ear. Actually, it's not really poison. It's kind of the
No, it's dripping
truth.
truth.
He's
Yeah,
dripping the
it
truth into
is.
her ear, isn't he? Like he knows that. I think he's probably worked out Linda is, in the very least, knows who did kill Keanu.
Yeah, involved somehow.
Involved somehow. And from here, I think it's all good. Because let's be fair here. The Six's alibi is held together by the thinnest of threads at the best of times. So it's not going to take much for it all to collapse, is it?
I think Bernie's going to be suspect. I think Bernie and Dean are probably going to be suspecting that it's Sharon,
Yeah.
probably, and that'll
Well,
be
she.
the.
Yeah, well, she said because Sharon was sort of finding out that Linda wanted to go back on the statement. She's kind of like, what about me? Because if
Yeah, I
you do
know.
that, I'm going to be top suspect. And Linda's like, no, you won't. It'll be fine. What do you mean it'll be fine? Of course it won't be fine, you mad gal. Of course it won't be fine.
Andy, so like Linda, I know that she's obviously an alcoholic at the minute, so she's not the best at
At the
decision
minute,
making,
she's in
but
her
it
alcoholic
was,
era.
well, you know what I mean? Well, she was the one who decided, I know, why don't I just go make a statement to the police and say that I saw Dean dragging
Yeah.
the body? And they were all like, no, Linda, that's
It's a
the
mad
dumbest
idea.
idea we've ever heard. That's never going to work.
Yeah.
Now it's worked. She's like, oh,
Yeah.
I think I
Oh.
might go and take that statement back,
No, we're on
actually.
about
Like,
it's the
what
best idea we ever had. What are you talking
are
about?
you doing?
So I mean, I agree with them because now it's sort of like this is the only way this is ever going to end. The police, because the thing is though, just would they've also got all of the evidence that points it towards it being Dean. That's why they went to the whole drama of kind of planting the meat thermometer and getting Dean's DNA all over it. So if she was to go back on that statement now, it would be quite obvious that the whole thing was set up, and then it would be like, oh, well, I guess you did it then. Yeah. So they've got to be careful with it. So what Linda was being a little bit kind of, was she being, was selfish the right word? Am I thinking, is
Well,
selfish the right word what she was doing?
in a way, though, she wasn't being selfish because the other catalyst as to why she decided to make this decision is because she took Annie to the dentist and realized how much she's been
Right, can we talk about
neglecting
that?
her.
Can we talk about that dental nurse for a second?
Yeah, go
This
on.
dental nurse, who I know a dental nurse who watches EastEnders, and she's like, well, that wouldn't happen. This
Oh,
dental
really?
nurse,
What
this
wouldn't
dental nurse,
happen?
ha well, for a start, this dental nurse saying, your child needs four
Four
teeth taken
teeth
out.
removed.
And frankly, I can smell booze on you. Are you an alcoholic? Like, I'm pretty sure that's not how that would all play out. I think dental nurses aren't supposed to be that opinionated about their patients.
Yeah, I can imagine that, but maybe this dental nurse was a bit like, I'll have a little quiet word while you
Quiet is
say
one
it.
thing. I'm going to bollock you in the corridor, is how it did play out, though, really, wasn't it?
Oh, and I didn't think it was a bollocking in the corridor. I thought she handled it quite
Oh, you thought
sensitively.
she was very good, did you? Like,
But
the.
I thought it, I did think it was risky though, because I was like, surely if you notice this and you're allowed to say something to the parent, then you maybe have a duty of care to ring social services, is
Maybe.
what
Oh,
I
well,
was thinking.
oh, she thought she didn't do enough.
Yeah, but I didn't know what they're allowed to do. I didn't know how
Yeah.
far. So if you're saying your friend's saying no, we won't be allowed to do that, then fair enough that she was, you know.
As the mother of a small child, is the
Yes.
teeth thing difficult to keep on top of? Is this something that you can imagine
Oh,
can
don't say this
quickly
because this is one of my
make you paranoid?
lovely
It'll
anxieties
make
that I
you
don't clean
paranoid.
her teeth well enough.
All your daughter's teeth are going to fall out. She's going to need false teeth by the
Honestly, it's
time
one of
she's
my
eight.
things. I clean her teeth twice a day, obviously.
That's enough,
And
yeah.
I still get paranoid that am I cleaning them right? Because obviously, you know, you can't
Yeah.
always see and feel it all. But I mean, if she's not been cleaning her teeth, then yeah, they are going to be bad, aren't they?
Yeah.
She's
I
too
mean,
drunk to remember. But I'm surprised that like Elaine, I mean,
it's not all
Elaine,
Linda's
the
fault, is it?
girls and
It's
Johnny have
not
all
all
been there
Linda's fault.
supposedly
I agree.
helping.
Yeah,
None
I
of them do
agree.
bedtime with Annie and
I
say, let's
agree.
clean
I
your
agree.
teeth.
Yeah, I
And
agree
how old is Annie
completely.
now? Is she not able to clean her teeth?
I
How
think
old is
she's
she? About
about,
four?
yeah, something like that. So she should be probably cleaning her own teeth. But mind you, I suppose 4-year-olds, it's not the top of their priority list, is it? For a 4-year-old. Can you go clean your
You'd
teeth,
at
please?
least
No.
offer it to him though. You'd think that she'd know it's part of her own nighttime routine and might bring it up. But anyway, by the
So
by,
she,
her
by the
teeth
by,
are
she, Annie
screwed
needs,
anyway.
yeah, it's over screw. She needs four teeth out. So that's going to be quite traumatic for Linda to have to deal with. And so she's sort of feeling guilty, but she's blaming Dean for all of this. She is basically blaming Dean for her alcoholism. She's saying that the only reason that I'm drinking at the moment is because of Dean. And you've sort of, and everyone, Johnny's sort of trying to kind of basically say to her, if Dean wasn't here, it would be something else. You live on Albert Square, something would happen to make you want to drink. You know what I mean? Like, this is the most triggering place on earth. Something would make you want to drink. I'm amazed that Phil isn't drunk right now. Okay. So it's, she's kind of blaming Dean for everything. And sort of her thinking is that if Dean's out of the equation, then that means that she will be able to stop drinking. And it will be as simple as that. And it's sort of like,
Yeah.
not how it works, Linda. And deep down, you know that.
And also, you did kill someone on Christmas Day, so that's probably
Yeah.
got a little bit of something to do with
And
why you're drinking again.
Dean had nothing to do with that. And you were drunk when
No.
you did that. So she's kind of making excuses, I think, because she's terrified that when she eventually stands up in court, because she will be a key witness, despite what Jack says, it's all going to kind of fall apart, and it's all going to be her fault, and it's all going to go horribly, horribly wrong. Which, let's be fair, could still happen.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, she probably should have thought of that though when she thought of this great idea to go to the police in the first place with this statement. Did she think that's it? I won't ever have to talk about it again. I won't have to go to court or anything.
Yeah.
I'll just give this little one statement, you know, about seeing him drag a dead
That'd
body
be
across the
enough.
floor, you know. Yeah, that's fine. I won't have to talk about it again.
So that's kind of now the game. It's Bernie's going to kind of keep sending these blackmail letters.
Did you
Bernie,
think
Bernie.
it? Go
I
on. I
didn't
was
think
going
it
to
was
say, did you
Bernie. I
think
didn't
it was
think, no,
Bernie?
not for a second did I think it was
I
Bernie.
also expected it to last a little bit longer, the mystery, like we learned in what, two
This is the thing, though.
episodes?
If it wasn't going to be Shirley or Babe, I was kind of quite glad that it was, but that it was revealed so quickly, because I was,
Okay.
because if it if it if this had gone on for like 3 weeks or something, and then it was revealed to be Bernie at the end, I'd have been like, oh. So I'm
Yeah,
kind of quite
true.
glad that I was
That's
only
true.
sort of mildly disappointed as opposed to massively disappointed. But like I say, it makes total sense that it's Bernie, and I'm pleased that Bernie's getting something to do, because Christ knows she needs something to do, because Claire is fantastic, and we love Claire. We want her to have plenty to do, but I just got, because we're in this little bit mode of big returns at the moment. I was sort of gearing myself up towards the next one. The only reason, Linda and Johnny's relationship is kind of going through some stuff at the moment as well, isn't it? Like, they had a massive row this week, and Johnny's really starting to feel the pressure.
Fair play to
He didn't
Johnny. He's been
lie.
holding it together for her, and it's just like, do you know what? I've can had enough, all right, mum.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't lie, did he? He
No, he
wasn't really that
didn't.
out of order, and he's got a lot of pressure on. He's trying to keep Linda afloat, was she seems intent on throwing herself to the bottom of the pool.
She's
You
putting a
know,
lot of pressure on him. At the end
he
of the
is.
day, they are still mother and son, and he's pretty much looking after her.
I bet she wishes she'd never told him this.
Well, yeah, I know, though. He's helped out quite a bit, hasn't he? To be
It's been quite
fair.
helpful. It's been
And
quite,
he's
to
helpful.
be
He
fair, do
knows
you
the
reckon?
law, so.
Yeah, they probably would all be in prison by now if it wasn't for Johnny, wouldn't they?
Possibly.
Yeah,
Yeah.
the
And
devil
Jack, to
Johnny.
be fair.
I mean, Jack wouldn't be able to do all this on his own, would he? But Jack
No.
and Johnny came to blows this week. It's
Yeah, that's
all getting
true.
very messy. Any minute now, this is going to fall apart. This is the new any minute now.
Also, do you think, yeah, it is. What about Elaine? Is she going to find out? Or is
Well,
she too wrapped up in herself,
she
isn't she?
threatened to throw Johnny out this week.
What was that about, though? That were well off. She like, I brought you back. I can get rid of you. Like, all
Yeah,
right, Elaine, chill
I
out.
know.
Like,
Have an
why?
Irish
What's
cream
Johnny
and chill out,
done?
love. Yeah, it's not.
But
It's
Johnny's
but
trying to help.
yeah, but I think she's basically implying that he's not doing enough because she doesn't know the full situation. So as far as she's concerned, Johnny is all Johnny has to do in her mind is sort of just keep Linda off the drink and try and keep her calm with it all and sort of be honest about what she saw, and that's all she has to do. How difficult can that be, Johnny? Come on.
Well, yeah, because she and Elaine knows that he's hiding something as well, doesn't she?
Yeah,
And he
she's
won't
getting
tell her,
suspicious.
so she's like, But I think Elaine's too busy giving out free drinks to find out, don't you? I'm not
Yeah,
sure that
bless her.
she'll.
So, where does this go next, do we think?
I really don't know, because obviously now that Bairn is involved, I'm actually quite excited that Bairn is
Yeah,
involved.
I
It's
am
quite
excited.
nice.
Don't get me wrong.
And
I am
Dean's
now.
back, kind
Yes,
of.
yes.
Are we
I
going to have
mean,
more Dean and Bernie
I
interactions?
think so. I think my question now is I wonder how good Bernie is going to be at this.
She were very
Because,
good in the Vic, I thought, when Linda
no,
came up and
yeah.
snatched the envelope. I
I didn't
didn't
suspect
suspect her at
Bernie. I
all.
didn't suspect
No.
Bernie for a second. So fair play to her. But I wouldn't. But is that just because the twist needed to have this? That was the way the Duff Duff was constructed, that it was going to be a nice little surprise at the end of the episode. And she's now going to be a bit crap at this because this isn't Bernie's forte, is it? Being this manipulative blackmailer, you know, how easy is it going to be to? Because she's now going to have to kind of be around Linda a lot more. Now she's got these suspicions in her head about Linda being involved in Keanu's death. She's now going to find herself more involved in the situation. So how good is she going to be at hiding what she thinks she knows?
I think she's going to be quite good actually, because Bernie, everyone has this opinion. Bernie's just, a bit daft, serving her cups of tea and that in the cafe. But really, while she's being daft Bernie in the cafe, she's probably going to be overhearing lots of conversations for one, because let's be honest, they're not
They weren't
always
being
that
careful. They're
secretive.
not always that
Yeah,
careful, are they? Yeah.
no. So she might be doing some of this,
In fact, I wouldn't
being
be
in the Queen
surprised.
Vic.
Dean tells her all of this, what you know. I was like, yeah, no, I heard him talk about that the other day in
Yeah,
the
actually, now you
cafe.
mention
Yeah,
it,
no, I
yeah.
heard that, yeah.
They're talking about how they had to Google how do we make cement or
Yeah,
something.
crazy. I don't know what they were talking about there.
Yeah.
So, yes, that's the situation. Bernie is the blackmailer, and she will continue doing this, and Dean is going to kind of continue to kind of manipulate. This is the thing, we say manipulating, and it is manipulating, but he's literally just telling her the truth. Like, Linda has set me up. Linda has set me up. And now the only thing that you can kind of question is like, Bernie only really knows Dean as this sort of crazy rapist guy. So how much is she really going to trust him? Is she now going to doubt whether that happened? Is Dean
I
going to be
don't
that
think
good at?
that. See, I think she'll just separate those two things
Okay.
and just think about justice for Keanu and just go, do you know what? Maybe you did do that to Linda, but actually, I still don't think that you did anything to my brother. So
Yeah.
we'll forget about that. Let's just focus on getting justice for Keanu, because she was always a bit sus, weren't she? Her and Karen, actually. Karen planted the seeds of doubt. Like, what's Dean got to do with it? I know he's not a great guy, but him and Keanu barely knew each other. Why would he kill him? Like, they were immediately like, that's weird.
They're lucky to have got this far. They really are. Like, it's like I say, it's hanging together by a thread, and Bernie, I think, now has a pair of scissors. So it's going to be interesting from here to sort of see how it plays out. I think the six storyline is slowly going to start coming back to the forefront again. And I'm excited. I'm really excited about this trial. I think there's going to be some massive twists and turns at this trial. Did they say when the trial is?
Sometime in September, I think.
September. Oh, well, in September when the big soap storyline starts coming to the fore again, is it? So not long. Not long. Exciting. Right, it's Gold Star this week, Ree.
Bernie.
Bernie, is it? Oh, good,
Yeah,
good, good.
Bernie. I know she weren't in it much, but that reveal and where she's going to move forward, yeah, Bernie for me.
I think I'm going to give mine to Eve this week. I enjoyed
Oh,
Eve.
okay.
Yeah, so Bernie and Eve for the gold stars this week. Who would you give your star to? Let us know in the comments below. And talking of comments, let's see what you guys had to say about this week's EastEnders. A little bit of news before we read the comments out. First of all, it has been announced Jamie Borthwick is joining Strictly Come Dancing. Yes, he is.
Yay.
We wish him all the very best of luck. I think he's going to be fantastic. I want to say that he's done the Christmas special.
Yeah, he did something with
Yeah.
last year. He did
Yeah, I
the
think of the year
something
before
like
that.
that.
So
Yeah.
he's got form. He's got form as our Jamie. So obviously we wish Jamie every success doing Strictly. I think he's going to do well. I think he's going to be top three. That's my prediction. I think
Oh,
yeah, oh
okay.
yes, I think he's going to do well. Do very well. The other thing is, spoiler siren, spoiler siren, spoiler siren. There was a little bit of an announcement after yesterday's episode. We have theorized for a little while that Bianca's story wasn't quite done. And it has been announced that Bianca is returning. Albert Square is set to get a whole lot noisier in the coming months as Bianca Jackson returns to Walford once again. But unbeknownst to her, dad David Wicks is also hot on her tail. Now, we sort of theorised, well, you sort of theorised that Reese was going to be very much involved in Bianca's return when she inevitably came back, because the story felt incomplete when she kind of left last time.
Yeah,
They sort of began this
definitely.
depression storyline, didn't they? And then she sort of went off after that. So this is the continuation of that. What is David looking for her for? That's interesting. Where has she been? What's going to happen? You think ultimately she's going to go end up getting tied up in a shed? Yes.
Yes, I don't think she is now, but
No.
I think she's going to come back, piece together the stuff with Reese, and then he's going
Yep.
to do something
Mm-hmm. Yep.
potentially.
Tie her
But
up in a
yeah.
shed. That's what she's going to do. She's
Yeah,
going to
why
get
not?
tied. At some point, Bianca is getting tied up.
I don't
That's
know
the
where the
prediction.
shed will be, but I think
No.
that there will be one involved somewhere along
Yes.
the lines.
There will be
Yes.
rope. There will be a shed.
Yes. There'll be a
And
gag,
there'll be a
probably.
gag. Yeah. Yeah, because she needs one to Bianca. It's the only way to keep her quiet. So that's exciting. And I'm looking forward to sort of seeing her and I'm sorry, her and David on screen together. Carol's got to be coming back, surely. We've got to have some Carol.
Surely.
Surely.
We've not heard anything, but it'd make
Come
sense,
on.
wouldn't it?
Come on,
Oh,
Lindsay Coulson.
and just another person, of course, as we've mentioned, for Cindy to get involved in all
Yeah.
these affairs that she's loving having.
Busy
Brilliant.
girl. Busy, busy girl. First comment of the week, Ree.
We've got a comment from Abs Fabs who says, I'm wondering if the words I would walk through fire for you in Sookie's proposal to Eve is a hint or an Easter egg of what's to come, you know?
Ooh, see, yes, now, what does that suggest then? That it may be Nishi's heading towards a Yusef type exit?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Perhaps.
Maybe.
Started by Aisha?
Yeah,
Accidentally with Eve
yes.
inside? Unknowingly?
I see, yes, I think Aisha is definitely going to be key in Nishi's
Yeah.
death. This isn't the last we've seen of Aisha, that's my prediction. We're definitely going to see her again. I think there's going to be some karma involved in Nishi's death as it come from Aisha's point of view. She's going to, because she was very angry this week, wasn't she, when she kind of discovered everything that was going on. Nishi's got a brand new enemy. So, yeah, I think there's going to be some dramatic irony in the whole I want Suki by my side when I die.
Yeah.
Walking through fire thing, maybe that's a hint towards something, because there's been a few hints like that from stories in the few months, haven't
Yeah.
there? So yeah, I think that's a good clue there. Yes. Next comment is from Justin Beardsley, who says, talking about last week's discussion, was just thinking about Rob comparing Tommy to David Platt from his teen years, and not only is that gun scene similar, also back then David pushed Gail down the stairs. He also told the police that she beat him up and threw him out of the house. So very similar indeed. I never thought of that until Rob mentioned it. Also, David ended up hiding drugs for a friend at one point. Then Bethany got hold of them and it almost killed her. What if something similar happens with Tommy's brothers? Doesn't necessarily have to be drugs, but a gun or a knife or something like that. Yeah, I mean, I
Yeah.
think the brothers are definitely in danger, I think, from the Tommy storyline. I think already he's already been a bit of a Michael Myers type psychopath by, kicking footballs at them. He's going to be ripping wings off butterflies before too long. So he's slowly going a little bit dark. And the fact that he wants to spend more time with Phil, I think, is going to be a problem as well, because Phil will get into an argument with somebody and we'll have a gun ready, and then Tommy will get hold
Yeah.
of that. It's all going to go south very, very quickly, I think, with the Tommy
I can see that
storyline.
happening, definitely. Got another comment from Charlie Edge here who says, Suki and Honey's little thumbs up moment was so cute. Such a nice touch. I loved Stacey celebrating hers and Eve's anniversary as well. I love their friendship. I'm so excited for EastEnders' first lesbian wedding. I know Eve will have to find out about Christmas at some point and there'll be a lot of crying and possibly another breakup. But eventually we're getting a Suki wedding and I am buzzing for it.
Yeah, I
I
meant
didn't
to
know
met.
it's a, well, I didn't think about the fact that it's the first ever lesbian
No,
wedding.
yeah, I think it will be. And in fact, I can't think. I think Corey's still on lesbian wedding with Sophie
Yeah,
and
Sophie and
oh, what's her name?
Shan?
Shan, Shan, Shan.
Shan? There we go.
Yeah, Sophie and Shan. Yeah, so Corey's done that, and I think probably Hollyoaks has probably done one as well. But this is definitely EastEnders' first lesbian wedding, so that'll be really, really nice. Yeah, I can't wait to see how that plays out.
If it happens.
Excellent point. I think it will happen eventually.
I think it will.
Eventually. Excellent point there about the honey thing. I meant to mention that earlier. Really, really like that. Really nice, subtle little moment there. To the point where I was sort of like, what was that moment about? And then I realized the sort of
Oh,
connection,
yeah.
the history of the honey and the Suki thing, that was came around beautifully full circle, I thought. I thought that was a
Yeah.
really, really nice moment. Yeah, really like that a lot. And yeah, the Suki and Eve wedding will be one for the history books, I think, because there's
Oh,
a
maybe that'll
lot.
be at Christmas or so. Who knows? Like, if they bring that
Maybe,
forward, and that's
maybe.
where, and maybe that's how Nishal die, watching, having watched Suki and Eve tie the knot or something. Oh, will it be a mixture of cultures? I'd love that.
I love it when EastEnders does those sorts of weddings. They used to do them
Yeah,
with them.
that'd be really cool.
I love that, like learning about the different cultures of the weddings and all that
Yeah.
kind of thing. The masseuse used to do some fantastic ceremonies
Yeah,
where you
yeah,
sort
yeah,
of
yeah.
learn about all the different cultures and the dancing and the singing. I loved it, loved it, loved it. So yeah, I hope something like that's coming on. Although that's going to be interesting to sort of see how that plays out with it being a
That's what I
lesbian
mean.
wedding.
That's what I
Like,
mean.
are they
Yeah.
going to be able to do all that sort of thing? Like, because this is now
But
going
they
to
can do it
be,
their own way, though, can't they? Which would
yeah,
be
it's going to be
even more
interesting.
unique.
Yeah,
Yeah.
really, really interesting. Can't wait. So if you would like to send us a comment or a question or an email or any of the above, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buyusacoffee.com. No, buymeacoffee.com/e20afterdark.
Just you,
Telling you
yeah.
the wrong link there.
Just buy you a coffee, not us,
No,
just you.
it was
Just
by us. I
you,
said by
yeah.
us, it is by me.
Buy me a
By the
coffee.
way, we've had a couple of people buy us a coffee recently, so
Thank
thank you very
you.
much. In fact,
Mwah,
more than
mwah,
one
mwah.
coffee.
Yeah.
Very generous, so thank you for
We
that.
are off our tits on caffeine at the moment. Thank you very,
We
very
need
much.
it. We usually need it, so thank you.
Thank you. It's much appreciated. Thank you so
Yeah.
much. Right, that's it for another week. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. We will be back same time next week. And the way the storylines are going, God knows what we will be discussing then. I don't know actually I don't know what's kicking off next week, actually. Oh, I'll tell you what we have got next week.
Oh.
We've got Double Ashdown next week.
Ooh.
Ooh, the week is ending with a double
Ooh.
Simon Ashdown. I'm not quite sure. Now,
Ooh.
he has been writing some sort of more standard episodes recently because he's sort of very much part of the writing team at the moment. So, and because Lauren Clegg's been getting the really
I was
big episodes of
just
late,
about to
hasn't she?
say that. Yeah.
She's Nick Simon Ashdown's office. So, but he's a great writer. So, I think, well, at the very least, we're in some good eps next week. So, looking forward to that. And until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.